Hello, it's Beth Ferrister, and welcome to my podcast, The Art of Real Estate. This podcast will dive into my everyday life. After 40 years in this industry, I've been introduced to so many different people, places, and new adventures. Follow along to hear the stories, learn a few things, and have a good laugh in these short episodes with me and my friends. Hello, this is Beth Ferrister, and I am in Maine, which is much cooler than it is there in the Woodlands, and I am so lucky to have my family here from Scotland. And today I'm going to interview my grandson, John Patrick, who we lovingly call JP. He is the middle child of my middle girl, Courtney, and you'll probably hear a little bit of an accent with him because he has lived in the UK all of his life except for a short time. He's a talented musician and songwriter, singer, plays keyboard, guitar, and what else do you play?
That's all. Bass, mandolin.
Bass, mandolin, that's right. He's very, very talented. And so I know you and your family came over for a year to see what it was like in the U.S. to pursue music. And
yeah,
you studied with, I mean, you kind of, who helped you along a little bit?
Dusty Hill. Mr. Dusty Hill.
Who just passed last year, but was with ZZ Top Band. Your music was a lot different than theirs, though, right?
Yeah, we make kind of like indie rock music.
Your indie rock, and he loved it though.
So,
oh, he loved you all, and he loved it.
So yeah, he helped us for a bit.
He was sad when you went back, but what is the music difference from? Would you say from United States preferences to the European?
I guess there's less classic rock in the UK for sure, as far as older bands go. ZZ Top, but I don't know. Most of the music I listen to is American, to be honest.
Oh, you do?
I listen to a lot of like Los Angeles-based artists as well.
Oh, that's cool.
But I mean, it felt a lot harder to break into the music scene in the US. We were in Texas. I don't know. It probably differs per state, but it was kind of hard to break in there. It's easier in the UK, I guess, because it's kind of a smaller scene.
But a lot of musicians in the UK, they do transition over to the States.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a hard place to break into. So it's kind of like it's kind of like a big goal for people, I guess. Like the UK is a bit more achievable, and then they try and diversify over.
Do you plan to try to break into the United States after the UK?
Yeah.
Okay.
80% of my TikTok following is in the US. So.
Oh, there you go. So where are you in your career right now? I mean, managers, attorneys, producing albums, what are you doing?
Yeah, I just made an EP. So like 6 songs is going to be my first release, but it's been like a few years in the works already. So we've been doing a lot of behind the scenes stuff, the boring stuff, really.
But you do have managers and you do have your entertainment attorney ready to roll, right?
Yeah. So we're going to start pitching stuff soon when it's mixed. It just needs to be finalized in the next couple of weeks and then we're going to start pitching it. But I've got the team and stuff. So fingers crossed.
You got everything together. Well, I know you're going to make it. JP's my favorite grandchild.
Can't say
that. He's laughing because I say that to each one of them, but I thought I'd throw that in. But anyways, I do also say, you know, you had a band with your brother for a while called Canary Gold, right?
Yeah, that's what we were doing. Yeah, that's what we were doing when we moved over here too.
But now I think both of you are going to pursue your separate careers.
Yeah.
Because you're a little bit different in your process.
Yeah, I also just find it easier to write on my own for some reason. I like to be locked away on my own.
Yeah. What is your favorite song you've ever written? Well, do you have a favorite?
It changes. It's usually just the one that I've just finished.
I bet it is.
So it's kind of changing, but the songs on my first EP I'm really happy with, and I'm already working on stuff beyond that. So I think just whatever I'm working on at the time.
So what is your next thing? Are you going to be starting another song soon, you think?
Yeah. Well, I'm always starting songs. I have a bunch of unfinished ones as well.
I've always wondered, do you do the words first or the music first?
No, it depends. Usually the music, because I never really wrote lyrics until quite a while after I started playing instruments. So kind of was unfamiliar for a while, so I would leave it till last.
Do you ever work with other artists to write songs?
Yeah, the last couple of years, well, since I got my management, they were sending me down to London and stuff to write with people. So I've been doing that a little bit, but the past, well, mainly this year, I've been focusing on my own stuff for the most part, trying to get it ready. But I do like working with other people as well. It's good to branch out a bit.
Where can everybody in the US find your music? Is there anything out there yet that they can listen to?
Well, I've been very active on TikTok and Instagram recently. So oh, okay.
In the
Citizen
US.
Papes on oh. Instagram and TikTok.
What is it called? Oh, Citizen Papes. P-A-P-E-S.
P-A-P-E-S, yeah.
We don't know what that means exactly, but that's where he is, Citizen Papes.
Yeah.
But I tell you, if you listen, you'll love it. I may be his grandmother, but I was a music major actually in college, but I mean, my talent is like 1% and his is 100.
What do you play?
I used to play the piano, but now the only thing I could still play is Easter Parade.
Mm.
And it's only Easter once a year.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've forgotten half of that.
You're a one
trick
pony.
And I played the flute too, by the way.
Yeah.
Your mother played the flute too.
Yeah, she still has a flute.
If she can still play it.
Yeah, well, I got her to play on one of my songs. But she can only play a few notes.
Do you ever bring anybody in your family in to sing with you?
My sister Kaylee sometimes does.
She's got a really pretty voice, doesn't she?
Yeah. But because I live in Glasgow and she doesn't live near me.
Right.
So
right.
That's rare. But she does occasionally sing on stuff.
What do you like about when you visit America? What do you like most here? I know there's a lot of things you probably don't like, but what do you like best here?
Well, it's a lot warmer. The weather's a lot nicer.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I think the people are very warm here.
That's
especially
true.
Well, where we are in Maine right now, there's a lot of friendly faces.
That's true.
In Texas, everyone's really friendly too.
Oh yeah, even more so probably because that's the deep south.
Yeah, well, some of the locals here maybe don't like us too much.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But still, for the most part, it's very friendly.
We're on an island here that has some very staunch, let's say Mainers. I guess we'll just say staunch Mainers, and I don't know how they feel about Texans coming up here and building big houses and making their taxes go up and everything. But for the most part, they're pretty
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's a minority.
Minority. Everybody's
yeah.
pretty friendly, and it's beautiful here. We live on the bay side. The other side's the Atlantic, and the kids love to do things here. You've been out on the kayaks already? Did you go out on the paddleboard?
I'm going to.
You're going on the paddleboard this afternoon, and we go around. It's got a big history here of, wars and the Civil War and World War II and... But anyway, it's fun to have them here. I am so lucky to have my family. I love my family. They're all great people. And JP leaves tomorrow, and I'm sad about that.
So sad.
Yeah, but thank you for coming and seeing your grandmother.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
We always love having you. Thanks, everybody. I'll be talking to some other of my grandchildren during this time. So thank you for listening. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Art of Real Estate. Don't forget to follow at Beth Ferrister on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Art of Real Estate on Apple Podcasts.